Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Khaki Town, written by Judy Nunn and read by John Derham. 1942. Val Callahan gazed about the main bar of her pub, marvelling at the surrounding sea of khaki. It was 4:30 in the afternoon and she'd only just opened up. Beer rationing already a force to be reckoned with. There was no point in opening earlier. Good thing she had Baz on side with his black market contacts. She'd need to be calling on him soon. She joined young Betty and Jill behind the bar in order to help out with the influx of drinkers streaming through the open doors that led to the busy corner of Stokes and Sturt Streets. Khaki wherever you look, she thought, as she started pulling beers. Here in the Brown's Bar, the mob queued up outside, passers-by in the street, barely a civilian to be seen, just military everywhere. Army, Navy, Air Force, you name it, and all in khaki. Various shades and styles, sure, but khaki nonetheless. It seems to have happened overnight, Val thought. How extraordinary. We've become a khaki town. No one could argue that the military invasion had happened quickly. The citizens of Townsville had been taken by surprise, as had those in many other North Queensland townships. Unlike the civilians of the Northern Territory, the local population had not been evacuated south in order to create a restricted military area. Those in North Queensland had been left to carry on as usual, as if somehow the war in the Pacific was something that needn't concern them. None of us gave things much thought, really, did we? Val mused, counting out a bloke's change. Well, we bloody well should have. She was actually surprised that she, of all people, had been caught so unawares. A tough old broad like me who's been around the traps, I should have known better, she told herself. But crikey, there was only a handful of Aussie troops stationed here, and watching them drill was a joke. Hell, they wore shorts and sand shoes and no shirts. And when one lot had finished, they'd hand their rifles over to the next lot so they could have a go. No wonder we didn't take things seriously. She grabbed a bottle of bourbon from the shelf and started pouring another bloke's order, a Yankee officer with the rank of major, giving him a saucy smile as she did. Even at the age of 53, Val always flirted. It was good for business, and she knew she could get away with it.